Thick 92 East Coast Radio.
He refers to himself as an old soul. He's about to enter the studio to make some new music, but he's given us some of his time. People compare him to Ed Sheeran as well as Sam Smith. We have on the phone with us this afternoon, Ricky Tyler.
What's up?
Ricky, yep. Thank you for giving us your time this afternoon. Firstly, I want to say to you, you've got such a rock star name. I don't want to put you on the spot to reveal too much, but is that your real name or did you come up with this?
Nah, I definitely came up with that.
It's brilliant. You've been making music since you were 16 and you also spent some time in America.
Yeah.
What were you doing there?
Prior to the music, I was more focused on acting, dancing, and modeling, stuff like that. So what happened was I auditioned for a competition called the Opposed Rising Talent Showcase, which took place in South Africa. And I was selected to represent the country at an international showcase, which was in Orlando, Florida. And I won the high fashion runway category there. And then they flew me out to New York. I got signed to FFT, and yeah, I did New York City Fashion Week. I did some cool like little showreels. Also like met some cool artists as well, musicians.
And levels.
That was the time I spent there.
Supermodel. We are talking to a supermodel. Not only are we talking to a musician, but a supermodel as well. Ricky, you've also got a song. So how did the song come about? You have a song that's called Everything, and you're making music now. How did you transition from walking the runways to getting behind the mic in studio?
So I've always pretty much had friends who were musicians and artists, and I would kind of, you know, just sit in their studio sessions, and I fell in love with the whole creative process, you know. So like music's always been there, and I discovered my voice through doing theater productions and all kinds of, like, you know, just stage productions where I was forced to kind of sing live in terms of, you know, the acting side of things and doing these type of shows. And, you know, I started to receive, you know, a bunch of compliments just based off of, like, you know, my singing. And yeah, that's when I started to kind of take it seriously.
I mentioned earlier that we caught you just before you entered the studio. Are you perhaps working on this upcoming album?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Tell us about Small World.
So Small World is pretty much a bookmark on, you know, where I've come from and where I'm at now. You know, all my life experiences is me pretty much teaching through the things I've learned through my experiences, and also just being as vulnerable as possible and just showing people who I really am.
You're pretty young, but just because you're young, it doesn't mean that life hasn't shown you flames or you haven't grown from the experiences that you've been through.
Yeah.
And that's what you're putting on the album.
I've definitely received a lot of flames, yeah.
And are you collaborating with anyone on this album?
Yeah. I've featured Cly, MI, Alpha P, and Harvey.
All right. And how does it feel to be a young, up-and-coming artist in the music space right now for you?
I feel like I'm only getting started. You know, people haven't really heard what I can do. So I'm excited to show people my range of what it is I really like to do and the kind of music I really like to make. But, you know, it feels amazing, you know, to be able to kind of just live the life that you've set out.
And you say people haven't really experienced this side of you, and you want to get your music out there. How can people get in contact with you? Perhaps your social media, check out where you're, what your music sounds like, you know, that sort of thing.
The normal stuff, my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, @ Ricky Tyler Show.
Okay. And how does it feel being compared to Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith?
To be quite honest with you, I didn't even expect that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not the first time you've heard this though, right?
I don't even know how I got that title.
Yes. Does your music not sound similar to theirs? Do you maybe have the same tone?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's because of Deja Vu. Like, I released a very, like, commercially appealing song. And yeah, that's when the comparison happened. But I was like, a whole Ed Sheeran and Sam Smith, you know, great artists. But, you know, I definitely don't think I'm in that boat.
And of course, you know, you're an individual and you want to make your own narrative as well. Ricky Tyler, thank you for giving us your time on East Coast Radio.
Cool. Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys.
All right. Thanks, Ricky.
All right. Take it easy.
Cool. Cheers. Bye. Go.
Thick 92, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.